This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
Scientists tell us that the global sea level is now rising faster than at any time in the last 3,000 years. They tell us the cause is clear: greenhouse gases.
Now, NASA says global sea levels rose by more than expected last year.
Over recent years, the warnings about the threat posed by rising sea levels have been getting louder and more urgent.
Sea level rise poses an existential threat to our economies, to our culture and heritage, and to the land.
In 2024, leaders of low-lying countries described the issue as a global crisis threatening 1 billion people worldwide.
The existential threat we face is not of our making, but it will remake us.
Now, a new international commission has been set up, with experts saying rising seas are already damaging bodies, minds, livelihoods, and cultures. It'll bring together 24 health and environment leaders to examine its impact on human health and justice. The Guardian's Melissa Davey has exclusive details on the new study.
I think there'll be a lot of hope in this commission. It's got extremely talented and leading scientists and researchers involved. But we're talking about an issue being driven by some of the most powerful industries and governments. And as we've been discussing, it's very hard to get them to change.
Today, sea level rise and the communities confronting the earliest and harshest consequences. It's Tuesday, the 14th of April.